and welcome to the first episode of Late Night Dorm Chats.
We kind of thought that we could start off with like the highlights and low lights.
The low lights.
Because we know that we all have low lights, despite how unaesthetic or appealing they are to anyone. We all have them, and we need to talk about them.
And we're talking about university, not like in life, but also kind of in life, because this is our new life now. So,
we're learning.
So I think let's just like start off like right now. So we're in midterm season. It is upon us. Kate and I have just did our first econ midterm. That was
terrifying.
Brutal. Beat me up.
Yeah.
And Raya just completed. Round of applause for Raya for completing her chemistry one today.
I just had my chemistry one today. It was horrible. But it's fine.
It's a learning curve.
I had my biology one as well last week, and that one was better. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's good.
So,
yeah. I feel like there's just, like, a lot of self-pressure now.
Yeah.
And, like, grading systems are so different, so it's taking me so long to get used to the fact that, like, I could get, like, 90s in high school without really trying that hard, and, like, coming here, like, study super hard, and it's, like, a C and a B.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the?
Exactly.
Sorry. My life is
Yeah.
I can't. My mommy's listening to this.
Oh. Yeah, I totally agree. It's completely different, and the way you have to learn and study all has to change.
Yeah. And there's so many different things that we're learning how to navigate in this new era for us. It's not only like the new material that we're learning, it's learning how to make friends, learning how to find balance in your life. There's so many different things that we are all trying to navigate, and it's extremely overwhelming, and I feel like everyone feels the same pressure, but nobody wants to admit it, and so everyone feels like they're alone when they really aren't, because everyone's in the exact same position.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think we're all just trying to, like, it's the first month, and, like, oh my god, I'm looking at the calendar now, and it's literally a month halfway into October.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. Like, it feels like it's going by so quick too, but I feel like this month, like, especially, like, just, like, moving in and, like, I don't know, just, like, getting used to, like, your days are different. Because it's, like, I feel like I was so used to just, like, going to school, coming home from school, going to the rink, coming home, eating dinner.
She's a figure skater, by the way.
Yes.
I.e. skating rink.
Hence the rink. And, like, that was my day. But it's, like, now it's, like, my day is always at school. So it's, like, kind of just, like, figuring out, like, how to not do school all day every day.
Yeah.
I feel like creating healthy boundaries. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily studying in your room, because that's supposed to be a comfortable place where you can go and relax and decompress from the stress that and like whatever you've been dealing with throughout the day. So kind of finding ways to separate your life from like all the different aspects that you now have, but you are experiencing it in one 10 by 10 little box.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you go from like having such a bigger environment, like school, activities, sleep, or like eating, everything is separate, but here it's all together.
Oh my
gosh. They look really good. Kate is painting my nails right now.
Do you want another coat?
I don't know.
I think they look good. It's a description, ballet slipper pink vibe.
So cute.
Yes.
Very saucy.
We're going for, this is our way that we're decompressing this week. I think we should do something where we have like a little fun thing that we do each week during our podcast.
Yeah, like that's a good idea.
Like a fun thing that we decide to do, and this week is painting our nails.
I agree.
Why not?
That's so cute. This is so fun. I already love this.
I know. And we're only 5 minutes in.
5 minutes into our podcast, and we're already.
I still can't believe that we're actually creating a podcast.
I just feel like I thought of doing this for so long, and like,
now it's coming to fruition.
It's like actually happening.
It feels like it's just a regular conversation,
except
are listening.
You're listening, and we have to keep in mind that you guys are listening. So we're gonna be. There will be no calling of people out. No names of people will be
this
names
is
of names.
Supposed to be a positive place
yeah.
for people who are feeling in a similar position to come and feel less alone, because we all have moments where we feel alone. So we're here to help make it a little bit easier.
Yes. And I also think, just for like clarification, that Kate, Rhea, and I, we all went to high school together, and then now we're, oh my god, guys, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just so popular. I'm just kidding. We all live next door to each other now here, so it's like, it's so interesting to like, it's been so nice having them here, because it's like, I feel like, personally, I was not ready to move away to like, you know, like, I was very close to going to Queens, which is in Kingston, Ontario, for those of you who don't know. And that was, I literally cannot believe I almost wanted to go there, because I feel like I go home a lot on the weekends. But I'm really trying to stay here. I'm going to stay this weekend and try and, like, create more of a life here. I feel like, I feel like that's something that's a goal. Like, to create, like, make this a happy place. And I feel like, maybe we should talk about, like, our room decoration process.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go to that.
Okay. So, and just, like, a little bit more context for you guys. So, before Rhea, Abby, and I moved in, we knew each other and we were friendly, but we weren't really friends. And I feel like having each other in the transition from high school into university has made it a lot easier, having people that help you feel safe and comfortable. But it's also okay to not feel comfortable, because it's such a difficult time and there's so many different things going on in your life. And it's possible that you're feeling quite lonely because you don't have amazing people.
I completely agree. I feel like even in Jumpstart, I was lonely. And I feel like that's normal. And then, like, the one thing I've learned is that everyone is in the exact same position. And I feel like it's kind of maybe died down now, but not even. I feel like we're still constantly meeting new people. But, like, I knew it was, like, everyone wanted to make friends. And that was something that just never occurred to me, which I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner, because it's such a big aspect of university and, like, starting out, and, like, your goal is to meet people, fit in, and, like, you're finally in a space where it's not, like, confined to, like, the same, I don't know, 60 people you see every day in high school, where you, like, feel stuck to, like, hang out. And, like, it's been nice, like, having people actually willingly having conversations with you and, like, wanting to be friends, opposed to just, like, making acquaintances in high school to get by.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Now, I feel like now it's a lot easier to find people that you have a genuine connection with, rather than just friendships of convenience because you have nobody else.
Exactly. Which isn't
necessarily a bad thing, because we learn, like, people are different, we all have different interests, and it's just in high school, like, we all have one thing in common. You go to the same school.
Yeah.
But I feel like now there are so many other things, because the people that you're surrounded with, like, there's just, you have so many more options.
Yeah. I definitely think it's, like, there's so many more places you can meet people. Like, I joined the UBC Figure Skating Club.
Amazing.
And I've met some really nice girls there. And, like, I haven't met any, like, best friends yet. And best friends take a really long time to make. Like, I'm in no rush to meet my lifelong bestie. Maybe you guys are.
don't rule us out.
Like, I've met friends, like, in classes. Like, not even, like, best, like, I go out for lunch with them. Maybe we will, but, like, just starting out, like, making friends in classes has helped, and, like, getting to know people on our floor. I feel like I kind of have pushed myself.
It's a long journey with that one, but
eventually we'll all get to know each other, and, like, it takes time. I think that's also something that we all need to keep in.
It's just being patient and definitely remembering that, like, it's a bigger group of people, so there are people out there who are going to have similar interests to you, or there's going to be someone out there who you're going to want to be friends with. So,
and you probably won't find them within not only the first week or month, but the probably like first 6 months or a year. Like, keep in mind that this is also the next 4 years of your life. So we have so much time to meet people.
There's so much time. Like, there's no rush, but also, like, it's so fun, like, meeting people. I feel like I'm introverted in certain aspects, but, like, when I get to know people, I can be extroverted. So it's, like, it's fun to find that connection where you can stop being, like, introverted and, like, I don't know. I feel like I come off as shy sometimes, which I'm fine with. Like, it doesn't bother me, but, like, being shy here is, like, you really have to push yourself, I feel like.
Yeah.
And that's something that took a lot of courage. Like, just, like, it's hard.
Like, yesterday in the dining hall, when we were having dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy sitting next to us.
George.
And George and all his friends.
Shout out.
Left Shout him. Out, George. We love you.
All his friends got up and left, and we just started chatting with him.
Yeah, and he was, like, willing to have a conversation with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and he was super nice. So you just have to, like,
yeah,
just reach out and just say hi and know that even though people might seem, like, unapproachable, and I feel like some people give off that vibe, they're most likely in the same position as you. Like, yeah, looking for someone to talk to.
Yeah.
You just
yeah
have to do it.
But at the same time, like, as everyone's in the same position as you, don't put so much pressure on yourself to meet people. Because
yeah
it will happen, and
exactly
it can be very stressful to be like, oh my gosh, everyone's making friends, I need to make friends. And it's okay to, like, take your time with it and feel a little bit overwhelmed, because everyone feels overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But don't be like, I have to make friends now or I will have no friends for the rest of university.
Yeah,
it
yeah
may feel like that, but it really isn't.
And I feel like it's not high school, like, everyone said that it's, like, it's not the end of the, like, it's not the end of the world, and, like, high school is not your entire life.
Yeah.
And, like, I wish I actually, like, listened to that, because, whoa, the problems that I thought were problems, like, not even, like, 4 months ago, like, probably, like, the end of high school, I get made fun of when I say, like, I feel like I've grown up, but, like, mentally, I feel like I can, like, look back and, like, reflect on, like, the problems I had, and, like, it just seems so, like, minuscule compared to, like, you're surrounded by so many people. You have so many options for friends.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many, like, not necessarily groups, but, like, areas of interest that you can join in, when in high school it just felt you were stuck.
Yeah.
You were friends only because of convenience.
Exactly. I feel like, as well, though, with the friends of convenience thing, some people might feel like that a little bit right now, just because, like, they feel like they have to meet people or hang
yeah
out with people because they might only know, like,
that's
say,
true,
one other person.
Yeah.
And
right,
maybe you don't even feel, like, a real connection with that person, but you kind of feel like you have to hang out with them because you
hey
have no one else.
What are you trying to say to us?
What?
Yeah,
no,
right,
no, 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 no.
Friends with us anymore?
But you know what I mean. And so I feel like don't feel like you have to do that necessarily.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah,
it's okay to sometimes have friends out of convenience, but also don't feel like you have to.
Yeah, there's a lot less, I don't know.
I
feel like
that makes sense.
It does, because I feel like there's so many different kind of pressures here that
mm-hmm
it's like, first you have, you're here for school. We're here to learn and get a really kick-ass
yeah
education.
Yeah.
And
bleep.
Sorry about that. I just think that's a really, that's the best way to describe it, because I feel like we're so lucky to, like, be able to even, like,
go here,
have the privilege. I don't like that word for some reason. It just makes it seem, like,
privilege,
disingenuous, I feel like. But we're so lucky that we get
mm-hmm
to be here. And I feel like, it's just,
gets
like,
lost
it,
for a lot of people.
Yeah,
when they
yeah
think about,
does,
like, university and stuff, they start thinking about partying
yeah
and friends and,
like,
there's moving
so many,
out.
Like, you feel like you're getting tugged on, like, both
exactly
ends of a tether. What's
yeah
the word? Tether?
Yeah.
You gotta remember, your job is kind of to learn.
Learn.
Your job's,
like,
school right
now. School,
so.
And then there's academic pressure.
But then there's all that.
Pressure to meet friends.
Yeah.
Pressure from
parents. Pressure your own self expectations.
Yeah.
And I feel like, at least for me, and I think you guys can relate to this, like, academic validation was something I thrived off of in high school, and, like,
mm-hmm,
I equated, and I think I still do, I equated my self-worth with my grades.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
yeah
that's a huge aspect of, like, today. I feel like maybe not so much back then. I don't know, Mom. I'll have to ask you on that. But, like, getting that 99 in, like, law class, like, last year,
yeah,
like, I was like, I am a genius. This is who I am. And now it's, like, the pressure to, like,
maintain
that GPA
yeah
and that maintain that, like, the high school grades is just, like, it's unattainable here. So it's,
yeah,
like, it's been a big adjustment for me for that.
Everything is relative.
Yeah.
I feel like now we just have to keep reminding ourselves that we're in a completely different environment. We are learning so much more at, like, a very quick pace, and the information we're all trying to consume is so new and so exciting, but at the same time, quite overwhelming as well. So I feel like we have to just, like, keep in mind that everything is relative to where we are, what we're learning. Mm-hmm. And high school is just a completely different ballgame.
Yeah.
It really was. Oh, my God.
Do you want to talk about that? Like, the different parts of, like, learning here? Like,
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. I feel like, okay, let's just get down to the nitty gritty. Mm-hmm. So basically, Kate and I are both in arts, and Rhea is in?
I'm in land and food systems. So it's like, I'm studying nutritional sciences.
Yeah, and Kate and I took, my plan this year was to take one of each class that I've, for like a certain major. So I'm taking like a poli sci class and an econ, and like next term I have like a psych class and like a gender studies class, like just like figuring out what I like. And I'm glad I did that, because I feel like if I were to settle on something and be unhappy, like that just would like defeat the whole purpose of like learning. But there's something that someone said to me that was like, even if you don't like a class, you're always gonna learn something and take something out of it. So I feel like none of it is a waste of time, which is awesome. But yeah. So first system for us is we have lectures and then tutorials, which lectures can be like 3 days a week, 2 days a week. And then tutorials and like discussion groups is like you meet with like a smaller group of people and you do it, you discuss and you talk about and you learn, and it's a smaller learning environment. Sometimes you have assignments when there's those discussions separate from your lectures.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, how's that going for you?
The lectures, I'd say, are like the main thing that's different. But I guess to quickly touch on like the discussion groups, those are a lot more similar to high school, I feel like.
Yeah.
They're often taught by like a TA. And
it's just to clarify, if you don't know, a TA is a teaching assistant.
Yeah. Yes. So they're like... usually, I don't know, like PhD students or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they just usually teach things, go over things that you're in lectures. It's kind of supposed to help you understand, and you get to interact with a smaller group of students. Because in the lectures, there can be like up to 500 people in there.
It's so intimidating.
Yeah. And so you're not getting a chance to really fully interact with your peers and with the professor as well in that setting.
Yeah, I feel like I keep stumbling on people and I'm like, wait, you're in my lecture too?
Exactly.
Like, it's been a whole like a month and a half of this and I've never seen you, but it's like that's the reality of the situation.
Like, there's a whole theater full of people. Yeah.
So I kind of like have been sitting in the front rows, not very front, but like I've been sitting in like the third row with Kate and Econ. We have economics together. What? He's not listening. He's probably waking up at 3 a.m. writing our midterm right now, because that's what he said he was doing in our recent lecture. But I just think that sitting in the front rows kind of makes it seem a smaller class, and it kind of makes you like pay more attention, and I feel like that's been helpful for me at least.
Yeah, for me too. I usually sit towards the front.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Although in my political science class, I sit in the back, and I only did that because I had no friends in that class. I walked in and it was like everyone seemed to like know someone, and I was like the only one who didn't know anyone. But I actually made a friend in that class, and she is from Norway, international student. She's so nice. Do I remember her name? No, because I meet people every single day and I don't have the brain capacity to remember everyone's name. Eventually I'll know it. And she's really nice, and now I have a friend in that class because I just sat in the back with her because she was all alone. Exactly. So I guess that's, like, a little blessing in disguise, I guess. But
yeah, and remember that even though it might seem like when you walk in on, like, the first day and everyone seems to have someone they're with, like, they probably just met, like, yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, everyone has – all the friendships are so new, and so it might seem on the outside like they're – besties, but if you sat down and started talking to them, you could be their bestie too, you know?
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good point.
It just takes time.
Yeah.
What's another thing about the classes?
I feel like it's just a lot of content all at once.
Yes, it's
and
very
fast. It's a lot to keep balance of. Like, I feel like I'm constantly trying to stay ahead so I don't fall behind.
which mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's, I mean, it's good to be ahead in your classes, but, like, man, it took a long time to learn that it helps, because I feel like the first 2 weeks I was like, this is the most homework I've ever had in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And it was, but, like, it was just because I was studying and reviewing at high school level, and I didn't realize that you had to put in a bunch of work every day to, like, just maintain your understanding, yeah. let alone study for an exam.
I feel like that could be, like, a whole episode. It's just, like, yeah. managing your time.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, been the hardest thing for me.
Yeah. Yeah. But so far, so good, guys. I think, like, I don't know. I'm looking forward to Halloween.
Oh.
Halloween's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Little life update.
Fun little change of scene. Yeah. Like, an event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I found that, like, being here on the weekends, the few weekends that I've stayed here, getting off campus has been nice, and just, like, a change in scenery, and, like, I don't know, I feel like UBC is such a, it's such a, it, the campus is its own city, I feel like, so yeah. it's, like, it's big, but almost isolating in a way, like, I don't really know how to describe that feeling, like.
No, I get that.
It's, like, just campus, it's not, like, a real, like, place with, like, act, like, it's all students, it feels like, so it's, like, getting back to reality has been helpful, mm-hmm. especially with, like, normalcy, like, creating a routine and stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a fun question. Take me through a day in the life of a UBC student.
Okay.
What's your, like, everyday to day like?
Should I go first? Okay.
Yeah.
I wake up.
Kate's like painting her nails right now, falling asleep.
No, I'm still, yeah.
I'm kind of falling asleep too. Okay, now we gotta wake up. This is late night dorm yes. chat.
We did this late at night for a reason. Oh no, narration.
Kate, you guys are breaking my focus.
Maybe you shouldn't paint your toenails while we're recording.
Maybe I should.
Okay.
They look really good though. Solid dogs.
Sorry for the chaos.
That's all right.
Okay.
Back on track.
Oh, yeah. Right. What's our routine? Wake up.
Wake up.
Go to class.
Oh, we have a funny story with an alarm we'll share with you.
Okay, wait. Yes. No. Let's what? Break it down a little more.
Okay.
Because there's way more stuff that you yeah, do before yeah, yeah. you go to class.
I wake up around 7. Do a little meditation in the morning. I recommend this because my brain's always thinking about 1,000 things that I have to do as soon as I wake up, and it's very stressful. So I meditate, and I like to make my breakfast in my room. Interesting
yeah.
opinion. I find it more calming, and I can, like, watch TV while I do it. So I usually do that. We love Gilmore Girls here, so
we
that's always
big
on.
Gilmore Girls fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
All three of us.
And then get
I'm
ready.
Fan, but
oh yeah.
Kate's a newbie, but don't worry, Ray and I are gonna convert her.
It's okay. She's certified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm catching up slowly but surely.
Then I just get ready, go to class. I usually have morning class. Come back. We'll usually, like, try to meet up for lunch, or sometimes I eat lunch by myself, and you know what, put in your headphones.
Yeah,
bring a book.
I honestly love that.
Yeah, people watching is my
it
favorite.
It's so entertaining,
and there are so many people to
oh my
people
gosh.
Watch.
Yes.
It's amazing.
If you are a people watcher, university is gonna be your
favorite.
Or eavesdropper.
Mom, I'm talking about you.
Eavesdropper.
Oh my god, it's like Three's Company every day.
It's so
you just
good.
Keep hearing snippets of people's conversations, and it's like, what's gonna happen with them?
Yeah.
It's just like you pick it up, especially in the dining hall.
Yes, that's the best place.
That is where you hear the most interesting conversations go down.
And they vary.
They
vary. Anything and everything.
Like, it is like therapy in the dining hall.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you...
Oh, right. Yeah. We gotta do the routine. Lunch. Then I'll either have afternoon classes or I'll just do work.
Yeah.
Work. We're always doing yeah. work.
Shout out Rihanna.
And then have dinner. Do some more work usually after dinner.
It's constant.
And
grind never stops.
go to sleep. You know what? Try to sprinkle in some fun stuff throughout the day to make it better. But...
And occasionally record a podcast, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. We got to add that to the routine.
This is going
to
be in the routine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Kate, take me through a day in your life.
Okay, so my mornings are fairly similar to Rhea's. I probably wake up around 6:30 or 7, depending on if I'm trying to have a little bit of extra time before my 9 a.m. classes. So I wake up, depending on how I'm feeling, maybe do a little meditation to help me get in the mood to feel productive. Kind of find that it puts me in like a positive headspace right in the beginning of the day, which is very helpful if you're going into like,
shout out to Headspace, by the way, the app that we use.
Yes,
for those of you who don't know, what is Headspace? Okay.
Headspace is a platform that I
not sponsored.
No,
we wish.
But I do hop on Rhea's subscription, so shout out Angie and Jason for the Christmas subscription. And we kind of, there's lots of different things you can do, like depending on the amount of time that you have and what you're feeling like. So it kind of has a little bit of everything for everyone, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So wake up, morning meditation, brush my teeth, wash my face, have breakfast. Unpopular opinion, I brush my teeth before I eat breakfast. I don't know why, but I do.
Rhea, what's your hot take on this?
I've always brushed my teeth. I've always been someone who, like, eats breakfast in my pajamas.
Yeah.
Just, like,
chill.
Just got out of bed, eat breakfast in my pajamas, and then I fully get ready and brush my teeth after. But I've always thought about it because I don't know.
It depends how bad I have to pee or not. Because then it's like
that
I'm
is
going
true.
To the bathroom. Like,
let's take a side side note on how much everything is an event in university.
Yes.
Because
going to the bathroom, an event. We knock on each other's doors. Kate, you want to go to the bathroom? She's like, yeah, give me 5 minutes. I'm on the FaceTime with Mateo for the fifth time in the same hour. Shut up, Mateo. I mean, we like Mateo, he's nice. And then we knock on Rhea's door and we're like, come on, Rhea, I want to go wash your face. And we all do it together, like three peas in a pod, and we go and wash our face and brush
Which
our teeth.
We would highly recommend trying to find maybe one or two people that you like to do your little nightly routines with, because it really takes away like a little bit of that aspect of loneliness and brings a little bit of like social fun happiness to wind down of your day.
Or maybe if you feel like you don't really have anyone right now where you're at, maybe like FaceTiming a friend or something who's at a different school or
phone a friend.
Somewhere else. Phone your friend, do your skincare together.
I also think that I've met friends in the girls' bathroom.
Yes.
I met two girls down the hall, sweetest people ever.
Great place to meet people.
Great place to meet people. Best conversations. Everyone's so real in the bathroom.
Because everyone is so vulnerable.
Yes, everyone's washing their face. You're taking off your makeup. You're showing your acne. It's like, it's a very, like, it's a vulnerable place. But you make friends. And it's honestly such a fun time sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the rest of your day like?
Yeah.
I make my breakfast in the morning, which is often yogurt and granola. Yes. Shout out mom for making me the best homemade granola in the world. And then I get ready, head off to my classes, go to class, come back to meet Ray and Abby for lunch. And depending on what my schedule looks like, I'll either go back to class or go do some work, take some breaks throughout the day. Always remember to take breaks because it's easy to get caught in a zone.
Frenzy of studying.
A study frenzy. That's a good way to put
Set reminders on your phone or use a timer.
I don't want to use
that. Yeah.
And then have a nice night routine, whether it be have a little sweet treat while we all sit together or sit, come make some tea and everyone comes and sits in each other's room. You know.
It's just the doors are always open, I feel like, which is really awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so good to have.
At least with us on our floor. I don't know.
Okay, so a quick little sidebar. We have to cut this short.
Oh, wait, let's see if we can add an audio recording. Give me 5 seconds.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, and we're back.
Hello. Quick little
sorry about that, guys.
Tea time.
We'll continue. We'll try it.
Don't worry.
We're still figuring out the kinks.
Yeah.
This is our first time ever recording a podcast.
I know. Still getting used to the software. Yeah. Then no, we cut off after 30 minutes, but we're back.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Kate was just finishing up.
Oh, yeah, your routine.
That was about it.
Should I go?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so unlike these two, I tend to wake up later in the day because your girl likes her beauty sleep. And, well, for my 9:30 class, I usually wake up around
9?
Set my alarm at 8, probably stay in bed till 8:30. Feel like I'm rushing because I slept in late. Probably read some of my book in the morning and then throw on some clothes and head to class. Usually I don't get dressed very fully for my 9:30 class because it's a 9:30 class and who am I going there to impress, right? So, and then the days that I have my nice 11 a.m. class, I get to sleep in if people down the hall are not being too loud because I get woken up. I don't know if any of you guys are light sleepers, but just be prepared in university that I'm going to have to start training myself to be a deep sleeper because holy heck, it can get loud sometimes.
Yeah.
Shout out Chi-Chi. We love Chi-Chi. So that's my morning. It depends. The first couple weeks, I was, like, going to the dining hall and, like, actually, like, sitting down and getting breakfast. That changed. Now it's more of a grab-and-go banana bread type of move. I'm not a huge breakfast person. I'm always down for a Shtab McMuffin, for those of you who don't know. My dad makes breakfast sandwiches, and that's what they're called in our house. And
what are they called?
Shtev McMuffins.
Oh, yum.
Family reading this, listening to this.
Well,
that's his name, and it's delicious. So I wait to go home to eat big breakfasts because they're so delicious. And then I really just boosted the ego there. And then after breakfast, I have, like, my classes, and usually they're pretty close or basically back to back. Like, I have two classes back to back, and then my nice Tuesday, Thursday, usually one or two classes. And then my sociology class is all basically online, so I don't have to go to in person. I can just live stream the class, and I've actually met with the group, and I have some really good friends in that class, which is super awesome. They have been so helpful, and because basically, it's a 200-level class, so I didn't need any prereqs for it, but it's mainly, like, second and third year. So they've actually helped me, like, kind of navigate and show me, like, how to use the UBC library online, which is something I feel like I never would have known how to do other than, like, learning it through doing school.
Mm-hmm.
But that's awesome. Anyway, side note, I go to class, and then every Tuesday and potentially every Thursday, depends on the times, I go to the skating rink and I skate with the UBC Figure Skating Club. And honestly, it's been so fun. I love it so much. I took a long hiatus from skating for, like, the second half of grade 12. It was just a lot. That's a whole other episode, but so I didn't skate for a really long time, and then I finally got to it, and it's so nice to have something, like, refreshing. Like, I'm not a meditator. I read and I skate, and I feel like that's my form of meditation.
I feel like that is meditation.
Is. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like
self-care.
Yeah, a mindful activity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been nice to do that for myself. Like, there's absolutely no pressure to, like, having a competition or just, like, beating yourself up because you can't do one thing right. It's like you live and you learn. And, like, I'm, like, getting excited to choreograph a solo right now, and I'm, like, I picked music, and I can just put in my AirPods and, like, skate, and I'm praying that the ice is, like, empty tomorrow. Everyone pray. I don't think people public skate at 2:45 on a Thursday, so we're hoping for an empty ice tomorrow. But then, yeah, I come home, probably do home. I guess this is my second home now. That's so weird. But I come back to my room, and then I probably hang out with you guys, do homework. I feel like I do homework, like, during the day, like, in between classes, too.
Yeah.
I find myself just, like, studying, and, like, the lounges. We have lounges on our floors, but then we also have, like, residence house lounges, which we study in sometimes. And more recently, I feel like we've been going to, like, the residence lounge. Like, I don't want to say the name of our residence because for privacy reasons, but, like,
our
the
residence.
Big, like, where the dining hall is, and there's, like, a game room and a gym. Like, they have, like,
yeah.
study spaces in there, and it's been really nice. We were in there today.
Favorite place.
And then I come back,
light an ice candle. Oh, that's a story. should we share a story?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
My mom is going to get mad at me.
I think we should share it.
We should share. Basically,
it's a relatable moment.
Yeah.
It's a relatable dorm moment that, oh my god, my mom's getting so mad at me. Mom, don't get mad at me. I love you so much. Basically, I have my candle. I have a candle lit right now. and I accidentally set off the smoke alarm.
At night. 10:30. Let's just preface.
Okay.
She had been reading in a bed and had we a were candle reading lit in for our an hour.
It smells so delicious and fall. I'm trying to get the fall vibes.
And then
in.
We get this.
Like, and then I felt
blaring
so bad.
Noise. And we had no idea what it was at first because it was just one and done. And then I guess
the and then it wasn't one and done. Everyone
and
was in the hall.
I'm like whisper talking, mouthing to Kate, like, don't say it was me. Like,
yeah,
don't.
We were just like, what is that? I wonder.
This is what I did. I blew up the candle. I put the candle in a drawer so, like, it, like, wouldn't, like, smell or anything. And then I opened my window, put the fan in the window, and blew fresh air, and it completely stopped. The smoke alarm went off. No one was woken up. It was, like, 20 minutes past quiet hours. Like, I feel like I didn't wake anyone up. I actually feel terrible. I cried after it happened because I was just, like, I felt so bad. But the funny thing is,
Shout out Chi Chi.
Our RA came in to do our RA chit chats, and it was awesome. And he's super nice, and we love him. And we're not trying to diss Chi Chi, but I had a candle lit while he came in to do the RA chats, and nothing was said about it. So
he did not notice.
So I was under the impression that it was okay.
I don't even think he saw it.
I don't think he noticed.
It was behind your coffee maker.
I know, but it smelled like a candle in here.
I think it was just plausible deniability. He was like, if I don't see a candle, there ain't no candle.
Well, then there was no candle. And there's the candle story. Happy fall. I hope everyone's getting their fall vibes up. Light those pumpkin spice candles.
Yes.
I am all for it. I'm never getting rid of my candles. You can't make me do it. It's just in my blood. So yeah, that's my dorm candle story.
This is a long morning routine.
This is a day routine is done. That's my day.
We should do like separate episodes of like in-depth morning and night routines.
Because
these are not all the steps. If you're interested, people probably aren't.
So basically,
like, no one cares.
I have a little spur of the moment idea. How about you guys, if you're interested, comment on our Instagram. When we make a post, eventually we'll do that. And comment what you want to hear. If, like, give us your feedback.
Yeah.
Be nice. Don't be mean. We don't accept hate. This is not where that page is from.
Haters will be blocked.
Hit us back off. And give us what you want to hear. This podcast is for you guys. Hopefully,
and
for us.
To reflect on in the future.
Yeah. And journal. And just think about all the funny moments that happen here.
Yes.
Yep. So I think with that being said,
I feel like this podcast has come to a close.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us.
And listening to us ramble about our problems and our morning routine and
everything
that came into our mind during this 40-minute period. Yes.
I think this is just going to be a very casual place, so I don't know. Have a snack.
And I just want to preface, think before you comment something, because we are 18-year-old girls in a very, like, new time
very
in our lives.
Yeah.
And
also,
you know,
I want to shout out to my brother.
Shout out, Rowan.
He's probably definitely not listening this far into the podcast, but please just don't comment certain things. There's certain things that
people just don't need to. Some TikTok problems with Mr. Rowan.
Yeah.
So
that's not needed.
Unnecessary. But this is supposed to be a positive space. Everyone, please keep that in mind.
I feel like eventually we'll do guests, hopefully. So stay tuned for that.
Shout out moms, Angie, Leanne, Rebecca. We're coming for you eventually.
Yes.
We want the moms on the
Chi-Chi
pod.
Needs
we want
to come
Chi-Chi
here.
Wants to come on the pod. We love you, Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
Slay. And we could do like a dad's episode. We could
Oh my gosh. Jason, Juan,
we could do like roommates episode where we can get like, I know Jalen wanted to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
And some girl in my English class, she was like talking to me and like she just saw it, like I had it open. I was just fiddling around with like
Instagram. She's like, oh my god, are you doing a podcast? I'm like, yeah. She's like, can I be a guest? That's so cool. And I was like, oh my god, people think this is cool. Like, I'm not the only one.
We are excited. That's for everything that this new adventure has to bring for us.
Yay. All right.
Yeah. Okay, what was the thing we said?
Lights up. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we came up with a closing.
Yeah.
And we're going to say it. 3, 2, 1.
Lights out.